The beginnings of fracking go back to 1908. Some 40 years later, the technology became commercially viable. The industry evolved following the Arab oil embargo and the energy crisis of the 1970s, when government led the call to look for unconventional sources of natural gas. John Holko is the president of Lenape Resources, a Western New York drilling company.
At the time, it wasn't called high-volume hydraulic fracturing. It was called massive hydraulic fracturing, because in the mid-70s, we didn't have all the technologies to drill the horizontal. So we were still drilling vertical wells, but what we were doing is we were doing massive hydraulic fracturing to try to recover more natural gas from those vertical wellbores.
Present-day high-pressure fracking methods were first used in Texas in 1999. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has studied the impacts of fracking on drinking water since 2001, with mixed results, often revising or reversing its own findings. By the mid-2000s, gas companies were eyeing New York, which, along with Ohio and Pennsylvania, ranks in the top 10 in energy consumption of all the United States, based on data from the Energy Information Administration. Logan Adsit from the town of Pharsalia co-founded Save the Southern Tier, the newest of handfuls of anti-fracking groups that have sprung up since 2009, when New York's Department of Environmental Conservation released its first environmental review of industrial gas drilling, and was immediately criticized for failing to conduct a health or cumulative impacts analysis, failure to protect drinking water supplies, and more.
So it started with just 13,000 comments to the SGEIS, and then it started with just 500 people at different New Yorkers attended the rally in 2011. And now, I mean, we've got a couple thousand going to the rallies, and even more. Over 200,000 New Yorkers are speaking out against this industry.
John Holko weighs in.
There's a perception that industry is out there to destroy things. And the truth is, the oil and gas industry has evolved dramatically in New York. We've become much more of a proponent of the clean and green, and we do whatever we can to minimize any impact, because that's what we don't want. Maximum impact, because maximum impact is negative dollars. So you want to minimize your impact to maximize your value, both from an environmental perspective as well as a long-term benefit and relationship.
Proponents argue that over 1 million gas wells have been fracked without a single incident of environmental impact. Logan Adsit toured a heavily fracked area in Pennsylvania and came back to New York worried about her future.
I had actually cried. And I thought, oh my gosh, here I am trying to save plastic and these people can't even drink water from their well. I thought, I'm going to have to leave. I'm going to have to move. And I was just so sad, because I never imagined myself living any place but New York State. I love it here.
Adsit's concerns are echoed in the Josh Fox documentary Gasland, released in 2012, which shows clips of residents lighting their tap water on fire, allegedly due to high concentrations of methane from nearby fracking. Karen Moreau, the executive director of the New York State Petroleum Council, did not wish to go on mic, but did comment by email saying, quote, "Gasland has been debunked by every regulatory agency that was involved in the instances Josh Fox reports as truth. It is a propaganda film." John Holko firmly believes fracking is a safe process.
Look around you and understand the value of energy, and realize that you yourself and everybody within this state has the ability to recover this resource safely.
Since taking office, Governor Andrew Cuomo has had both feet in the fracking fire, pressured by both sides to make a decision one way or the other on whether to allow wells to be drilled in New York. About 150 municipalities have temporarily or permanently banned fracking, and many expect to keep local bans intact regardless of what Cuomo decides. There is a deadline tomorrow for the state's health department to issue recommendations to the DEC as part of a health study. A decision on the fracking moratorium is due by February 27th. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.